It's Monday, the 2nd of June, and I'm Tonataka Dila with your 5 p.m. news. The Economic Association of Namibia has launched the third Namibia Oil and Gas Conference in Windhoek today. The conference is being hosted in partnership with the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board and the Hans Zydel Foundation, with support from NAMCO and the Ministry of Mines and Energy, and is scheduled to run from 12 to 15 August. The NIPDB's Executive Director of Strategy and Branding, Margaret Gustavo, has more.
Our strategic focus for this year's edition of the conference and beyond revolves around three core pillars: unlocking investment-ready supply chain opportunities. As a country, we cannot afford to remain a passive host to upstream activity. We must proactively identify, structure, and promote viable investment projects across the supply chain. Number two, we want to look at deepening local content and industrial participation. Number three, we are fostering youth employment through skills development. How ready is any country to open up a specific industry that they want to invest? And that's why our 2025 programming places a renewed focus on youth, mentorship, and workforce alignment.
The Ministry of Environment has confirmed that they have put down the lioness responsible for killing businessman Bernd Kebel, aged 59, in the Kunene region over the weekend.
The ministry spokesperson, Deshipande Hamnyira, confirmed this today. Hamnyira said the lioness was killed yesterday, and the decision followed continuous monitoring by the staff of the ministry, which revealed that the animal became habituated and was posing an ongoing threat to both community members and tourists. It is alleged that the deceased climbed down from the rooftop of his tent and was attacked and killed. A case of human wildlife conflict had been opened in the Kunene region. Maria Nampara reporting for Future Media.
The Congress of South African Trade Unions has welcomed the Labour Migration Policy and Employee Services Amendment Bill as a needed response to the rise in undocumented migrant workers in South Africa. COSATU spokesperson Matthew Parks says these laws will help tighten regulation of foreign nationals working in important sectors of the economy.
These limits are critical for an economy battling dangerously high and rising unemployment levels of 43.1% overall, 72% for youth. We have seen countless unscrupulous employers in certain sectors, in particular agriculture, restaurants, construction, amongst others, preferring to employ undocumented migrant labor as a vulnerability opens them to wildly abusive exploitation.
Remaining on the continent, Uganda's refugee program, once regarded as a model for the world, is now under pressure. The UN Refugee Agency is raising an alarm over funding shortages that could jeopardize support for nearly 2 million people.
The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says it's being forced to cut jobs and scale back services in Uganda because of a major funding gap. So far this year, only 17% of what's needed to run refugee programs has been raised. Uganda is currently home to over 1.8 million refugees, more than any other African country. Most have fled fighting in South Sudan, Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And this year alone, more than 100,000 new people have arrived. UNHCR is urging the international community to step in before things get worse. Michael Baleke reporting from Kampala.
And finally, newly crowned 72nd Miss World Opal Suchata Chuangsri from Thailand says during her reign she will continue with her Beauty with Purpose project. For her, the project is a breast cancer awareness initiative. She's the first Thai woman to win the title. Opal says she is determined to make women's health a global conversation.
I am glad that being here at Miss World, a lot of people know more about my Beauty with a Purpose project and have more awareness in the cause that I'm standing up for. So I believe that with the Miss World title in the future, I could definitely make more impact and also helping other projects that are in need as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.